This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, the Alliance of American Football is a developmental football league that will open play early next year, and they just added San Diego to its list of franchises. Now, that was smart. But so is the addition of Mike Martz as the San Diego head coach. Now, first of all, Mike lives in San Diego. Second, he's a marketable name. And third, he knows how to coach. He took the Rams to the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, and right. Fourth, he's also a friend of the show, and he's with us today, all the way from Idaho, where he's on vacation. And, Mike, great to have you back on the field, and great to have you with the show. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Clark. Thanks for having me.
So first question, what do you like about the Alliance? You agreed so much so that you returned to coaching.
Well, it's a couple of things. The first part of it, when I checked into the league and what it was about, the way it's structured, you know, where there's not an ownership in the individual teams, the money's up front was good. Make sure that they've got a chance of making it out for a few years until it can get going. The people involved, the way it was structured for the players, the concern for the players and their well-being. And then just above all else, the ability to present a platform for guys that just really aren't done playing football when they get out of college and yet they don't have the opportunity to go in the NFL. Hopefully some of these guys will be able to cross over. But the whole purpose of this league is really to let some guys that are real good players continue to play. They're just not ready to hang it up, so to speak, yet. So those are the things. And then the fact that it was in San Diego, it's hard to say no.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to say no. Well, speaking of real good players, Mike, any chance you can talk Kurt Warner out of retirement to play with you?
Well, if he has any of the problems that I got, a lot of that, the hot tub or the jacuzzi or whatever, the body's sore. And I think at that point, if he can play, that's great. I mean, that would be an unusual thing. But I think at that point, I'd be more concerned about injury. I don't think there's any question he could line up and play. I'd be concerned about his ability to protect himself and, stay in one piece.
So, Mike, how will you go about building or assembling a team? Will there be a draft when you choose the players? Will there be a geographical element? What's going to happen?
Well, each team will have basically four NFL teams from which to draw from on the cutdowns. And then they'll also have a geographical area that will include universities from which they can glean players that weren't selected in the draft. And then there'll be a process to go back and pick up players that have been out for a while, that maybe they played 4 or 5 years, have been out a year or so. It's like a three-tiered system. It's really well thought out. I think it's very fair. And the whole idea here is to make sure everybody's a good quarterback and compete, that there isn't anything loaded one way or the other, so these guys can have some success.
Will you get Southern Cal, I assume?
Yes, I believe we'll get Southern Cal and UCLA, San Diego State, most of the West Coast. And of course, Arizona will get the Arizona schools, probably Utah, some of Texas and whatnot.
Also, is this league going to be all about the quarterback position, developing quarterbacks?
I think it's got a chance. I think that's certainly one of the highlights of it. I do think that there's really a dichotomy, if you will, or a separation of football. When you look where college is headed, when the NFL is headed, the preparation of the quarterback is less and less in terms of what they'll see, for instance, in the National Football League. And I think with the offensive linemen, it's even worse, mm-hmm. if you can believe that. I know, I coach the NFLPA game every year for 4 years, and each year I'd ask the offensive linemen how many of them have ever been in a three-point stance, and there might be two or three guys at center or center who's ever hiked the ball directly to the quarterback. And it's just kind of, I'm not saying it's good or bad, it's just where college football has gone. So there's such a striking difference, and some of the things that are fundamental just because of time, you don't get a chance to handle it. And I think teaching these guys football from the ground floor, going back and getting them geared up in terms of, more of a professional approach to it that you would see in the league is probably what we're about.
Mike, we talked to Steve Spurrier about the league a week or so ago, and he immediately brought up the names of Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow, immediately also pointed out that he would have the territorial claim on Tim Tebow, by the way.
That's right.
Just sort of.
Right.
Wonder if you see a possibility for either one of those guys. Obviously, one's in Canada, one's playing baseball now. But do you see much of a chance that either one of those guys might come into your league?
Well, it's hard to speculate. I would think so. I think it's got to be an inviting opportunity for him. I think they both obviously want to pursue it. Just a question of, you know, getting it done, I guess, and where they're going to go. And Spurrier, of course, gets Tebow. So the biggest issue is being a good teammate, you know. This is not an individual or, an independent contractor kind of a deal. Still a team game. You know, the guys have got to blend and be unselfish and pull together as a team, too. So I think the personalities that you get there at the quarterback position are very, very important. And Tebow, obviously, would be terrific with that.
I'm wondering, you know, especially in San Diego where, Clark spent a lot of time, and obviously, and Goose and I did as well, and you got golf courses in Coronado and Mission Bay and the OB and the Over the Line tournament and all those other things, you know. Even got the zoo. So why will
That's
people come out
to the tournament?
Yeah, sometimes it is. So why do you think people would come out and watch spring league football in San Diego?
You know, it's interesting. People don't realize how big a football town San Diego really is. Sid Gilman, and of course Don Coryell. The history there is exceptional. And I was there when Sid Gilman was with the Chargers, and of course Coryell and whatnot. And so I grew up on football in San Diego, Aztec football, San Diego State, the Chargers. I used to go to the Charger games when they're playing at Balboa Stadium down at San Diego High School. There's such a strong tradition of football there, and people love it, and they miss it. And whether the Chargers were there or they're not, I think obviously this team was going to be there, but it does scratch a niche there. There's a lot of people who love football in San Diego and will support it.
Mike, I don't even know where you guys are going to play. Are you going to play in Qualcomm, or are you going to play out at State? Where are you going to play?
Qualcomm.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yes. And to my knowledge, I think our offices will be where the Chargers used to have their office there in Qualcomm as well.
Oh, wow.
By the way, it's called SDCCU Stadium now, I think. Oh. I still refer to it as a Murph, you know, Jack Murphy.
Yeah, so do I. So do I.
Exactly.
I do the same thing. Yeah. I know you're not supposed to announce a coaching staff, but it sounds to me like at least you have yours lined up with some pretty well-known names. I heard Slater's name, Dre Bly, John Kitna. That's a pretty good group of people you're putting together.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with, you know, and Pat Morris will also help with the offensive line. He's a 17-year guy in the pros. And Larry Marmee, coordinator. Larry McDuff been in the league for many years, of course, in college football. Vince Emmy from Arizona. So I think we've got a real solid group of guys that have been coaching for quite some time, are really grounded, as well as bringing in some guys that are trying to, you know, jumpstart their careers to get into the league and carry on as well.
Mike, how's the money work? Is there a salary cap? Is there a star player exemption? How are these guys going to get paid?
No, I think they all make the same, and it's really the way it was explained to me, and I've got to be careful because I can be way out of line on this, but they have fantasy points too, so if somebody is liked a certain amount of times, then they get an additional bit. If your team wins a game, then you get money for winning the game. It's not going to change a whole lot, but everybody, for the most part, is the same. You're still going to make a decent living, but you're not going to get rich, certainly. And that's one of the things I like about this league. It's kind of football at its purest, you know, the motivation to play, because you love playing the game. You love football.
Well, you know, you're talking about your staff, and one of the things that we were all talking about before and wonder about is, you know, where's Stamper? Where's Ernie Zampese? Can't you get him out there?
Oh, I talked to him already. Dr. Ernie. Ernie already said he's going to be at practice and make sure I got a chair for him in the office and all that sort of thing. So Ernie most definitely will be there. You know, how do you have a team in San Diego and not have Ernie Zampese someone involved, you know?
Exactly. He'll be outside the building smoking, too, like he used to do when he was in New England, freezing to death and smoking outside.
He doesn't smoke anymore. He got off those, I think, in 2001. Yeah, so he hasn't smoked for a long time.
Oh, good. Good for him. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, he was a star baseball player, as you know, at USC. And one of the guys on that team, and I've forgotten who it was, he used to tell me, he goes, when the ball would come in from center field, it would have nicotine stains on it.
Yeah, That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, one other question is, how is this league going to compete with the XFL? I realize that's not your concern, but there's another, you know, sort of spring league coming up as well. Is that something that, you know, you kind of think, well, I don't know how we're going to go up against those guys or not?
I got to be honest with you. I haven't given it any thought. You know, I just really focus on this league and how they're going to go about it, and whether or not there's an interruption or a conflict, I haven't really given it any thought, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Mike, you coach a team in a Super Bowl. Why come back at this level?
You know, the biggest thing for me, when I left the Rams as a head coach, Mike Holmgren could take a year off and then go back in as a head coach. And I didn't want to stop coaching. I didn't want to take that year off. And so I got back in and was an assistant, of course, at Detroit and San Francisco and then Chicago. And as years went by, I think, they felt probably because of the heart infection I had, they weren't sure that I was healthy. And then B, once you go back to being an assistant, they just kind of, they pigeonhole you as one, you know. So it was kind of a mistake, I think. And at that point in Chicago, when I realized that it wasn't going to happen anymore, it was time for me to retire then and come back to San Diego. So here's a chance to basically be left alone and coach a team with a bunch of guys that I care about and feel strongly about, and just kind of hang out in San Diego and coach football. Doesn't get any better than that.
Sounds like a great idea. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for the time. And you know what? If you need someone to run quotes in San Diego, we're all available.
We can hang there, too.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That was Mike Martz, new coach of the San Diego Entry in the Alliance of American Football. Up next is Sean Payton of the New Orleans Entry in the National Football League. This is the Talk of Fame Network.